All right, guys, it's time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one is from Jewel in Macon, Georgia. Jewel writes, I'm in my mid-50s, and I'm dating a guy that is my age. He's a hardworking, professional man, but I have a big issue with his grooming. We've been together 1 month, and on a few occasions, I've seen him bite his nails and spit them across the room. I asked if he needed a nail clipper, and he told me he has one that he only uses for his toenails. Well, that couldn't be true because his toenails are long as heck. Dating after divorce is so hard, and I compare men to my well-groomed ex. Am I being overly critical?
Well, let's look at this. Your well-groomed ex didn't want you no more. See, you have to realize whosever fault the divorce was, at one point in time, everybody got to sign the paper. So there's a particular moment where either one of you want each other. So now you keep comparing yourself to somebody that don't want you. Now here's the problem with dating. Everybody's going to be different than somebody else. Everybody. He has a habit of biting his nails.
Ew.
And his toenails is long.
We got to do something about that, though. We got to do something.
Now, you can work on that. He ain't had nobody working on it. Just say, hey, look, it really disgusts me when you bite your nails and spit them across the room.
It's across the room.
And it really yes. disgusts me that you got claws on your feet.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to help you because obviously no one else has taken the time to love you that way. And because you're a professional and make a lot of money and you're doing real well in life, anybody said nothing. But I'm going to help you. Can I help you? Yeah. Most men will accept the help.
Before you cut me with that. Yeah.
But first of all, compliment him on what he is before you take him down with what he ain't.
Okay,
you got nice knees, nice shoulders.
All, girl, I nice love ankle. You. You are special. You're something else. You really do. Ooh, you make money.
Give him something to fight with.
You're handsome.
Ease him into it.
Something,
ease him into it. Then he go to get that pedicure, man.
Yeah, but you got two things I would wonder if you would just consider for me.
Yeah.
Spitting your nails across the room.
Because I don't want nobody talking about my man because he got a habit of chewing his nails and spitting across the room.
Wow. Amazing.
If they're it's going to be hard too. For him to stop. Because you can't get your foot in your mouth no more.
Amazing. Yeah. They're in their 50s.
Like a baby.
You have to tell him.
Last time you had your foot in your mouth, you was a baby, Tommy.
You was poor.
All right, moving on. Wanda in Jacksonville says, my coworker and I used to be real cool, so she was invited to an NFL game with her new boyfriend. I let her borrow one of my designer purses. She brought it back to me at work, and it was full of trash and change, and there was a sticky film all on it. She said she got tipsy and spilled a cup of bourbon on the purse and inside of it. I asked her to get my purse professionally cleaned so the leather won't be ruined. She refused to and left it on my desk. How can I force her to clean my purse?
Oh, no. You can't force her to clean your purse. But two things is going to happen.
What?
These are the two things that should happen after this. Number one, I'd never loan my stuff out to no damn body.
That's not about
okay,
to
how
ask.
Much you
Why
like is? It. That's number one. I'm not loaning you nothing else. And then number two, we not friends no more.
Nah.
Because friends don't treat friends that way. So them the two things you out of. Number one, you learned a lesson. Don't ever loan your stuff. I let you use a designer bag. What?
Is that normal? Is that what women do? Do they do that?
I don't know.
I mean,
it happens.
No.
I give mine away. Like, I've given my designer bags away to family members and friends.
All
you
right,
can have
rich
it.
Girl. All right.
Now, I'm just saying.
See, y'all always say I had little rich ass moments. Well, where did a little comment at from this here?
No.
Giving away designer bags. Ain't nobody want to say nothing about that.
But, I mean,
that's
not
a brand. I'm not on the same level as you.
We talking about whatever level you on.
You're reaching, Steve. You're reaching.
Don't let me interject in here. Don't let me do it. I'm telling
Interject. What do you want to say?
Okay.
Him
and God is like tight.
They boys.
Oh, my God.
I ain't lying to you.
Woo!
Ain't no doubt he getting in the gate, huh, Tommy?
Oh, my God. When he clean your own. God gonna be in there. That's Steve. Oh, everybody move out of the way. Come on in, boy.
I don't want no trouble, though. I really
the hell you don't want no trouble.
Please, Lord, not at the gate.
All right, so clean your own leather bag, ma'am. That's what he's saying. All right,
clean your own leather bag. Don't ever loan your stuff out again and lose her.
That's right. Dorsha in Philly says, in 2019, I married a great man and he moved in with me. He sold his house and he promised to use the money for our honeymoon. The pandemic shut down our plans for a year, but I feel like it's safe to travel now. My husband said he'd rather save the money for a rainy day. I told him either we are booking a trip or he needs to put the money in our joint savings account. He said it was his money, not ours. He's living in my house, so I told him that everything is ours to share. Is this a sign that he's not all in?
Well, it's not a sign that he's not all in. It's a sign that you all didn't discuss an important thing about marriage, which is finance, and how you all should make moves like this. I'm assuming that you are, how old are they? They didn't say.
They
but
didn't
I'm assuming
say,
but you're he... up in age because if he owns a house and you own a house, that means y'all took the time out to invest in yourselves down the line. Does it mean that he's not all in? No, it just simply means he doesn't understand what marriage is all about.
He promised he would use the money for their honeymoon.
But then the pandemic shut that down. Mm-hmm. And now he wants to save it for a rainy day, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the statement of it ain't your money, it's my money.
Exactly.
Because at the time, it was his house before he met you.
Yeah, now they're living in her house.
Yeah, so but now, does he know that that's your house? Or does he understand
yeah.
that it's our house? Because if he thinks it's our house, then he must know that that's our money.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sit down and have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
A pastor could help him understand it better. Maybe y'all should go to the pastor.
Yeah.
To settle this dispute.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, the nephew, and run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.